Breakfast on the Beach narrative might just be my favourite resurrection story. So much has happened for these disciples. The years of travelling with Jesus, the hopes dashed at crucifixion, and the life-changing revelation of resurrection. And here we see them going back to what they know, fishing. But they seem to have lost their touch, not a single fish in the nets. It is as if when Jesus tells them to cast their nets on the other side, he's saying to them, abundant life is right under your noses and you've been looking the wrong way all this time. I reckon the story beautifully encapsulates the whole of the disciples' journey. And it's also a helpful picture of what repentance looks like. Repentance is when we turn Godward, when we turn to face the abundant life that God has for us, to which we have been blind because of our own efforts to organise our own destiny. The fact that the disciples can't lift the nets because of the weight of the fish is an excellent touch in this story. This generosity is too much for the disciples to hold on to. It can only be shared. The story of abundant generosity concludes with a simple meal of bread and fish. The disciples' needs are more than met, and there are plenty of leftovers. This week's theme is generosity. It is a call to move from tight-fisted self-interest to giving ourselves away in the name of a generous God. It is out of the abundance of God's love that we are asked to engage with God's world.